Okay, today's Daf Yud, and we are actually starting on Daf Yud. It's pretty amazing. Top line of Daf Yud Amun Aleph, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Today we have more Chazal Zagarata, but we also have some Halacha today about when to start saying the same Talamatar. That's today's Daf. Tana Rabbanan, Eretz Yisrael on the top line. Eretz Yisrael Nivreis Tchila V'Kol HaOlam Kulo Nivra LaBasof. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the whole world was created after Eretz Yisrael. Shnei Emar, Ad Lo Asa Aretz V'Chutzos. This pasuk came up before, so we're quoting it now. Until he made the land V'Chutzos and beyond. And beyond, though, it's also, I don't know if it came up before, but we're going to talk about the rain in the different parts of the world as well. That's why it's brought here. So it's created first, and the rest of the world afterwards. It says, Ad Lo Asa Aretz. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the Aretz V'Chutzos, and then he makes outside the Aretz. The Gevurah Sari points out that we had a Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Nun Dalad, where there were different opinions about from where the world was created from. The Gemara said, Tana, Shemimena Hushtad Ha'olam, where was the world created from? Either from the rock, Shasia, Ever Shasia as an Ikres, or Mitzio Nivra Ha'olam, Me'emsa Iso Nivra Ha'olam, Mitzstadim Nivra Ha'olam, all different opinions about how the world was created. So the Gemara says, he thinks this Gemara is going according to the opinion that Mitzio Nivra Ha'olam, from Tzion, which is Yerushalayim, but this Gemara is just adding a factor that not only was it from Tzion, but after Yerushalayim was created, the rest of Eretz Yisrael was created first before the rest of the world. And even though the Gemara points out Yerushalayim is not the exact middle point of Eretz Yisrael, there's less space on the east side of Yerushalayim than on, there's more on the west, and north-south is not exactly equal, though it's pretty much in the middle, but especially east-west is not in the middle. Still, that's the Chiddush of our Gemara, says the Gemara Sari. So the west side finished, the entire Eretz Yisrael was finished before the rest of the world was created. So that's how you put that Gemara with this Gemara. It was Tzion, but this Gemara is adding that all of Eretz Yisrael came before the rest of the world. Again, this is the uniqueness and the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael related to other lands here is that it was created first. The Chassam Sofer discusses in a tshuva, in a beautiful tshuva in Reish Lamed Daled, many times in Rashi Ala Torah and in Gemara we have the concept of Eretz Yisrael gevoa mikol ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael is higher. It's higher than the other lands. So let me gevoa kol ha'aratzos. Chassam Sofer says, take out a map. It's not true. He says, you can be standing, and especially Yerushalayim is gavoha. So what, you stand on the top of Har Hermon, you're going to go up, says the Chazam Sofer to Yerushalayim? You're going to go down. So what exactly does that Chazal mean, that gavoha mikol ha'aratzos? And you go up from Mitzrayim, and you can make, it's called Aliyah. Why is it called Aliyah? Because you're going up. So what do you mean you're going up? Obviously, Ruchnius, you're going up. But is there anything that could be created, that anything could be explained related to the land? So says the Chassam Sofer, Hinei, this is in Yoredeya, Reish Lamed Aleph, Hinei ha'olam agul kikadur. We know the world is round, the earth is round. Ubedavar kaduri lo shayach gavoa v'namuch. Really, when you have a round, you know, circular sphere, so then what's higher, what's lower? You have elevation, but really you're just going around. It's really on one surface. What's high? You look out from the ball, and you see the heavens. That's up. So what exactly does gavoa mean? It means ilu. Nachzi anan im yilo faninu kadur agul v'anu makirin bo nekuda echad shemimeno shtias hakadurahu v'nisrachi misham. If we could identify one certain point on this ball, on this globe, where this ball was created from, and that was the first spot of the ball, and out from that spot came the rest of the ball, so then when we look at, if we would know that spot, then we would look at every spot of the ball and say, that's all tafel, that's all secondary, and comes out of that original spot. That original spot is the highest. We would call it gavoa. So he says, that's our Gemara. Our Gemara, it's first, this Eretz Yisrael was created. Maybe Tzion, Yerushalayim, and then Eretz Yisrael, and then the rest of the world. But that's what gavoa mikol ha'aratzos means. Obviously, it doesn't mean that it is higher in altitude. We know the lowest point is in Eretz Yisrael. But the second lowest point is in Eretz Yisrael. But Chassam Sofer says it means that it was the first point on the globe and everything else came out of it. Continuing, Eretz Yisrael mashka osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo v'chal ha'olam kula ayidei shliach. Eretz Yisrael receives rain directly from Hashem and the rest of the world ayidei shliach. So again, the Mefarshim point out, I saw this in the Gversari and others, that Gemara we had back on Daf Beis, that the Maftechos of rain are with Hashem, that must only be talking about Eretz Yisrael. The rain for Eretz Yisrael is not Ayidei Shliach. Because here the Gemara says Zayde Shliach, so you have to say over there it was talking about Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, there's a well-known Ramban in the end of Parshas Achremos, where the Ramban does not quote this Gemara, but he talks about the unique hashgacha that Eretz Yisrael has, different than the rest of the world. On the pasuk at the end of Achremos, where the pasuk says that the earth will, the Eretz Yisrael will spit out anybody who does things wrong there. The land will vomit out those who do not keep the Torah. The Rabban has a long piece there where he says, Ki Hashem Anichbad Bara Hakol, Hashem created everything. Veshama Koach Hatachtona Balyonim, Venasan Al Kol Am Ba'am Ba'artosam Legoyeyem Kocha Mazel V'Yadua. Kodesh Baruch Hu put a ministering force, a ministering angel over every country and every nation of the world. Again, other Rishonim would never say such a thing. The Rambam would never say this. But the Ramban says, obviously, we're not talking about you worship them, but he put this indirect hashgacha when it comes to every other land and every other nation in the world. Italy has its malach, and America has its malach, and Australia, every country has its malach, says the Ramban. And that's the pasuk. But then he says, "Aval Eretz Yisrael amsoas hayishuv hinachlas Hashem yuchadus l'shmo nolnasan aleihem and amalachim katzin shoter emoshel." Eretz Yisrael has direct hashgacha. Eini Hashem alkecha tamim bereishis hashana lach reshana. There is no intermediary when it comes into the hashgacha of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has direct connection to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is why Eretz Yisrael is more delicate in terms of averus. That's why because Eretz Yisrael is the palace of the king. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is directly there. His hashgacha is directly there, and therefore, over the same avera done in Eretz Yisrael and done outside of Eretz Yisrael is more destructive when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. And that is why he quotes the story of the Nevi'im, the Kusiyim, who were over the Avodah Zarah outside of Eretz Yisrael. They were only sent lions after them when they came to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that's the palace of the king, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is felt more directly. Then he adds in what he says in elsewhere on the Torah. That's why Rachel Imenu had to die. Yaakov Avinu couldn't stay married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. That's why she died while she was still in Eretz Yisrael, before she went out. But he relates to other pieces that he has on the Torah in this regard. And then he quotes the amazing point, which the Vilna Gaon argues with, that it can never be. He says, maybe even mitzvos are different. Mitzvahs that do not have to do with Eretz Yisrael are different in Eretz Yisrael. He said, mitzvahs that we do, he has a lashon from the Sifri, they're kind of like practice when you do mitzvahs outside of Eretz Yisrael. Even tefillin and mezuzahs. Tefillin and mezuzahs. The Vilna Gaon says it can't mean tefillin and mezuzahs. He must have had a misprint from a Sifri. It must have meant Shrumas or Maestras, not tefillin and mezuzahs. But the Ramban says, Beferish here, and the Ramban quotes Rashi, says that the Parshas Ekev also. All mitzvahs have an added element in Eretz Yisrael. But again, this fits into the Ramban's general point that there's direct hashgacha there, and if for any mitzvah that one does is different in Eretz Yisrael than elsewhere. That is the Ramban at the end of Parshas Achremos talking about relating to this concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives rain directly in Eretz Yisrael, not through a shliach. There's one more point related to this, and that is the Emek Bracha. In his piece in the Emek Bracha on Halel al Hanes, uses this idea to explain the Gemara in Megillah, which Bezer will have in a couple of weeks. Gemara in Megillah says there are three reasons why we don't say Hallel on Purim. Gemara gives three different reasons. One is maybe the Megillah is the Hallel. That might be what we hold. The other reason is we were still B'nai Avdei Achashverosh after the story. What was the third reason? It was a Neis Chutz Laretz. It was a Neis Chutz Laretz. Yes, they make bracha, so what? Neis Chutz Laretz is not worthy of Hallel. Why is Neis Chutz Laretz not worthy of Hallel? And the Gemara says, what about Az Yashir? So the Gemara says, okay, that was before they went in. But once they went in, you can't say a Shira on Neis Chutz Laretz. So why not? Says the Emek Brachas, based on this idea. Because Nisim and Eretz Yisrael are a deeper, more serious reflection of Hashgachas Hashem. Because Hashgachas Hashem is direct in Eretz Yisrael. There's no intermediary. And that's the pshat, that the nation Eretz Yisrael deserves more Shira, deserves the mechayiv of Shira is different because that is direct hashgacha. Because Hashem osa neis ein adome neis Eretz Yisrael, the neis chutz laaretz. Shda neis Eretz Yisrael hu yosir begalui v'yosir boletes bo yad Hashem yibneis chutz laaretz. And that's why you don't say Shira on a neis chutz laaretz once they came in. Before they came in, maybe Eretz Yisrael didn't have this special quality until Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan that year with Yeshua ben Nun. Again, that is related to this line of the Gemara that Eretz Yisrael gets rain directly from Hashem, and the other lands get it al yedei shliach. Okay, Shneamar, we didn't read the pasuk. Shneamar, what's the pasuk?
Yeah.
Still we say Geshem for Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, but it's going to be indirect. We're going to get to that. What Mashar Rebbe Geshem or Saint Talamater? We're going to get to Saint Talamater later on. We're going to get to that. Okay, here we go. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, what's the pasuk that proves this 5 minute idea that the Ramban elaborated on? Shneamar, Hanosein Matar Apnei Aretz. Hashem gives rain to the land. V'sholeach Mayim Apnei Chutzos, and he sends with a shliach water Apnei Chutzos outside of Eretz Yisrael. The Marsha here even quotes the Rashba Ba'agados that Eretz is from the word Ratzon, because that's the real Ratzon Hashem. Eretz is Eretz Yisrael, and that comes from the word Ratzon, because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate Ratzon for all of Am Yisrael to be in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael shows to make a shamim cholam kulo mitamsis. Eretz Yisrael drinks from the rainwater, and the rest of the world has the leftovers. Whatever Hashem has left over after he's taken care of Eretz Yisrael, that's what he gives us. Shneamar hanosein matar apnei aretz, based on the same pasuk. V'chulu. Eretz Yisrael shows the tchilah of cholam kulo lebasof. Eretz Yisrael drinks first from the rain, and the rest of the world afterwards. Shneamar hanosein matar apnei aretz. V'chulu. Mashal la'adam. It's a mashal to a person. Shemagabel asagvina. When a person is dealing with cheese, and he is taking out the solid and liquid contents of the cheese. He's separating the whey from the liquid. In the milk, shemagabel asagvina, no tilas ochel. You take the solid, which is what you want, and you leave the leftovers. You leave what you don't want. And that's the mashal that we get the leftovers from the rain after HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided what Eretz Yisrael should get. Why does it appear that many times there's a lot more rain outside of Eretz Yisrael than in Eretz Yisrael? Okay, kasha. Maybe there's sometimes you eat less than what is left. Sometimes such a big meal, there's so much leftovers. Again, that's the mashal. Amar ma. Now, getting back to something we mentioned yesterday. Machlokas we had yesterday between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Where does water start out? Does water start out up above? Does water start out down below? Is the oceans the source for the water of the world? Or the up the shamayim? So we said that according to the Manda Amar that the ocean is the source. So why is rainwater sweet? Shouldn't it be salty? So the Gemara said, oh, the clouds sweeten it up. It goes up, and the clouds sweeten it up, and then it goes down. Third wide line. Amar mar. Mamtikin heim ba'anav ba'avim minole. Where do we know that from? That the clouds sweeten it up. And again, we're not asking a natural phenomenon, but we're saying, where is it in the pasuk? We always look for rayas in the psukim. So where is it in the pasuk? Do amar b'yislav bar Yosef, amar b'yochran, k'siv cheshchas mayim ave shechakim. V'ksiv cheshchas mayim ave shechakim. Same phrase, one in Tehillim, one in Shmuel Beis, but there's one word, one letter difference. Cheshchas, ches and reish switch. So the Gemara darshins, shkol kaf v'shadi areish. Take the kaf from one word and put it into the other word, meaning it's only off by one letter, so like combine them into one word. Take the ches and the reish and put them together. V'kari bein, you'll have the word chachsharas. So what's the word chachsharas? That doesn't mean anything. So chachsharas, the Marsha explains here, we know that in Aramaic, the various letters switch, so the hey and the ches could switch, and you could read it, hachsharas. Lahachshir, to prepare. So that's what it means. Achsharas mayim, the rain gets prepared in the Ave Shechakim, in the clouds, and that's the remez that rain gets sweetened in the clouds from the salty, bitter taste. Rabbi Yeshua b'anikra ma'idarshibe. Rabbi Yeshua, who says the water comes from above, so he doesn't have to say this drusha on these psukim. So what does he learn out from these psukim? Savar lot, he says as follows. Kiha t'chi asa Ravdimi amar amri b'marava. When Ravdimi came, he said that they used to say in Eretz Yisrael, Nahar anani ze'irin ma'ohi. When there are light clouds, they're not so dark. Ze'irin ma'ohi. Then there's going to be a little rain, little water. Chashochanani. Right, that's the word cheshchasmayim. Chashochanani, dark clouds. Sagin mo'i. That means that there's a lot of rain coming. Period. Kaman oz lo hadatanya. Who is the author of the following? Who does this brisa go like? Hadatanya ma'im hel yonah b'ma'im marhem tluyim. The upper waters are b'ma'im marhem tluyim. They are held up because of the Ma'amar of Hashem, Yikavo Amayim. Hashem says Yikavo Amayim, and therefore the waters stopped. But Ma'amar Haim Tluyim, Uperosehen Megeshamim. And the fruit of the Mayim El Yonim, meaning what comes out of the Mayim El Yonim, is the rain. Shneamar, Miprimasechat Ispaharetz. From the fruit of your Maisim, the land will be saturated, meaning from Hashem's from Hashem's Ma'isim, from the rain's Ma'isim. Kamaza, who is the author of that? This Chazal seems to say that the water starts off up above. Ki Rabbi Yehoshua. So that must be going like Rabbi Yeshua, who says the water starts off up above. V'Rabbi Eliezer. What about Rabbi Eliezer's opinion? How does he read this Brisa? And that pasuk, Hahu b'masa yadav shalakadosh baruch hu dechsev. No, that pasuk is referring to general ma'isi yadayim of Hashem. Mipri masecha tisparitz, meaning the zman habriya, everything came from up above. But again, through the everyday natural systems, so then one doesn't have to say that the rain comes from up above. I thought there was a var from the Kutzker, but I looked around last night, I finally found it from the Chlushi Harim. Right, the pasuk was this chazal, b'mamar heim tluyim, so the... It's based on the Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Bereishis, where the Rashi says, "On yichi rakia pesocha mayim." Rashi says, "Yichazek harakia." The heaven should be strengthened. Sha'af al pi shenivru ushamayim biyom echad. Even though the heavens were created on day one, adayin lachim hayu. They were liquidy. The karshu b'sheni migaras hakadosh baruch hu, and they congealed on day two from the screaming out kaviyachal of Hashem. As Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yihi Rakia, the Rakia should exist, and that's it, the Rakia existed, and the upper waters went there, and the Shemayim took its place. So it says here from the Kutzker, I had this from Eosareinu HaYashan, which is has these little, there are two or three Sfarim that have little varts. So I said, it's got to be in one of these. Oh, Baruch Hashem, I found in one of these, from the Chlishi Arim. The Arim says, that's the pshat of the phrase Yirah Shemayim. Right? What is Yirah Shemayim? Yirah Hashem, what's Yirah Shemayim? Why do we have that phrase, Yira Shemayim? You should have Yira Shemayim. You should have Yira like Shemayim. Shemayim hasn't moved in 5,700 and whatever number of years because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said something. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yikavu Amayim, Yira Kia. It hasn't moved. It hasn't moved. Our Gemara. B'mamar Heim Tzluyim. It's still hanging in midair because of the fear and the trepidation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yira Shemayim. We should learn from the Yira that the Shemayim has shown throughout the ages and take that to ourselves. Yira Shemayim. So that's there from the Chidushe Harim. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kola olam kulo, mitamsis gan eden hu shose. The whole world gets leftovers from gan eden. Shene emar. V'nahar yotze me eden. The river goes out of Eden. So gan eden is somewhere, which we'll talk about more in a second. And we all get the tamsis, the leftovers from gan eden. Tana, mitamsis beis kur, shisa tarkiv. And the brisa fits into the previous statement, because it says, "Mitamsis base kur." If you have a vessel that could water a base kur is 30 sa'ah. If you have a big watering thing, big pail that's going to water a base kur area of 30 sa'ah, so the phrase is, "Shisa tarkov." So the leftovers from that is going to be able to water a 3 kav area, which is half of a sa'ah, 1/60. Leftovers are always 1/60 of what you started out with. And we have a chazal coming up that that the world is really 1/60 the side of Gan Eden. So that's why it's going to fit the percentages of our getting the leftovers from Gan Eden. Tanu Rabbanan, it fits into the following. Eretz Mitzrayim have dalan meos, we have this in Pesachim. Eretz Mitzrayim have dalan meos parsa, al dalan meos parsa. Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 by 400 parsa. It's the ultimate Mitzrayim. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Malachim, quotes this the halacha. What halacha? What are you talking about? The Isra of living in Mitzrayim. We spoke about the various answers, how it's possible that people live there and how the Rambam lived there. But the Rambam says in Hei Zayin, Hilchas Malachim, Mutur Lishchon B'chala Olam, you can live anywhere you want in the world. Plus Meres Mitzrayim. Except for Mitzrayim. Min Hayam HaGadol HaMa'aravi, Arba Meos Parsa Al Arba Meos Parsa. Kineged Eretz Kush, you connect a midbar, which we'll get to, a kol asr lis yashiba in Eretz Mitzrayim. Hilchas Malachim Hei Zayin, that the Rambam quotes this line, at least of this Agadata, lehalacha. V'hu echad mishishim kush, and that area of Mitzrayim is 1/60 the size of Kush. V'kush echad mishishim ba'olam, and Kush is 1/60 of the olam. V'olam echad mishishim began. And the rest of the world is 1/60 of the Gan. V'gan echad mishishim la'eden. There's Gan be'eden, the garden in Eden. So the Gan is 1/60 of Eden. The Eden echad mishishim la'gehenim. Gehenim is the biggest. Nimsa kol ha'olam kulo ke'kisui k'deira la'gehenim. So it comes out, if you do all the math, that the whole world is like a pot cover to Gehenim. It's one very, very small compared to the size of Gehenim. V'yeshom or Gehenim ein lashir, v'yeshom or Eden ein lashir. Machlokas, really, what's the biggest? Gehenim or Gan Eden? But there are two different opinions. Period. There is a discussion in the sources whether Gan, most sources say that Gan Eden is a place in Olam Hazeh, is a place in Olam Hazeh. And they wonder, therefore, like, how do you read this Gemara? This Gemara seems to say that the Gan Eden is bigger than the world. What do you mean? It is in the world. The Ramban writes in Bracious, in Paragimel Pasachav Beis, Vidava Ha'amein, Ki Gan Eden Ba'aretz. Gan Eden is in the land, says the Ramban, in Paragimel Pasachav Beis and Bracious. V'chein Eitz HaChayim V'Eitz HaDas. U'Misham Yatsa HaNar V'Yipari La'arba Rosh. And the Ramban says, it is a place in the world. That's what Rabbeinu Bachai there says also. And again, this is what many Rishonim say. There are different Chazals that people had visions of Gan Eden, right? Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was about to die in Brachas, I see two rows in front of me, one to Gan Eden, one to Gehenim, but it doesn't prove that it's in the next world. It might be showing a vision of Olam Hazeh. So because of that, because many Rishonim hold this way, the Achronim try to figure out, how do you read this Gemara? There is a fascinating tshuva of the Rav Pa'olim. Rav Pa'olim is the Ben Ish Chai. In Chelek Beis Siman Aleph, where he discusses our Gemara. And he tries to figure out, how do you read our Gemara? He says, nobody's been on every spot of the world, of the globe. He says, nobody could say that they've been to every spot of the Sahara Desert. Everybody's been to every spot. So there have been spots on the globe that people haven't seen. Once you say that, said in the middle of the jungles, I mean, there are many places. Once you say that, he says, add that to the idea we have similar by the Aron, that the Aron didn't take up space. It was in the Kodesh Kadashim, but it didn't take up space. It says, Lo Nimda, it was there, but it wasn't there. So maybe Gan Eden is like that too. How do you get these measurements? It's in Olam Hazeh somewhere. But it didn't take up space. Didn't take up space. That's his suggestion. It wasn't like our karka. It wasn't like our, you know, everything is perfectly, the systems work perfectly there. So that is why it might be in this world, like the Rishonim say, but it doesn't take up space. Eino min hamida. And therefore, that's how maybe you can read this Gemara and still assume that it's somewhere by Olam Hazeh. No, he doesn't talk about that side of it. It's Gehenim in this world. But no, I don't think they say. Well, they say, right, we've had the Gemara, Gei Ben Hinnom. What? Entrances. The entrance. The entrance is by Gei Ben Hinnom. But it doesn't say that it's in the world. What does the pasuk mean? That Shochant, talking about Bavel. You lie on lots of water, Rabos Otsaros, your Otsaros, your treasure houses are great. Migarum Labavel Shi Otsaroseha Maleos Bar. What caused Bavel to have full treasure houses? Havi Omer, Mibadesh Shochanas Amayim Rabin, because it has a lot of water. Bavel is low down, a lot of rainwater runs down to Bavel, and that's why it's in a good spot. Amarav, Asira Bavel, Bavel is rich. The Chatz Doblo Mitzra, it could sometimes even do Kotzer. It could cut its crops without having gotten rain. Right? Why? Because it gets rain from the upper lands, and it flows down to Bavel. Amr Abaye Naktinan Tovani V'lo Yevshani. Abaye says, I love to live in a swampy area and not in a dry area. Right? Tovani, from the word Tava, to drown. Tovani V'lo Yevshani. Period. Okay, here we go. When are we supposed to start saying V'sein Talamater? We had a little bit of this earlier in the Masechta. Now we're going to talk about the Lamaisa. When do we start saying V'sein Talamater? This is the second Mishnah in Masechta's Tainus. The first Mishnah was about Masha V'Racham Ragashim. Now we're talking about V'sein Talamater. So when do you start? Rabbi Gamliel says the Tanakhama says the third of Cheshvan, and Rabbi Gamliel says the seventh of Cheshvan. Tesvav Yom Achrachag. Rabbi Gamliel continues and says this means 15 days, about 2 weeks after Sukkot. So that the last Jew could at least get to Nahar Pras, the Euphrates. It takes about 2 weeks, and then, you know, we don't want them to get rained on, and then we can start asking for rain. The Tosfos Yontif has a lashon here, k'dishiyagia achron, so that the last Jew. What do you mean the last Jew? So it says the Tosfos Yontif, shelif amim misakvim ksas b'Yerushalayim ad sheyavar hachag kulo. Because sometimes people stay late in Yerushalayim until the chag finishes. In other words, the Tosfos Yontif seems to understand this line that it's not like they've lived the farthest or that they're the slowest, but they left the latest. They left the latest. Lifamim, sometimes people stay till the end. They have given 2 weeks from the end of Yontif. So ask the Rishash, what do you mean, some people? You have to stay the whole Yontif. You have to stay for Shri Yitzhar. It's of Lina we learned. He just leaves the Tosfos Yontif Sarachian. He says, no, this means you have to stay the whole time and then everybody leaves. It's not that, you know, you happen to stay the entire Yontif. Says the Rosh Hashanah, he leaves the Tosfos Yontif Bezarachian. He says, I don't understand why he suggests that you might be, some people left earlier and he leaves later. So he doesn't know why anybody would be allowed to leave. Maybe they were in, but they're not holding another day in Yerushalayim with the Beis HaMikdash. But there's a similar question, though, that's asked by the Ran here. The Ran on this Gemara says that sometimes people, if you're traveling in Eretz Yisrael, some areas of Eretz Yisrael are farther than 2 weeks. It's farther than 2 weeks away, walking. He said, ask the Ran in our Gemara. Afal gav to Eretz Yisrael, arba meos parasol, arba meos parasol, v'kaim lenda asara parasi sagi b'chad yoma. So it takes more than 2 weeks to go to some areas. People probably were all the regel from areas farther away. Says the Ran, afilo hachi, kivan edash akshamim srichan olam. The world needs the rain. We can't delay it forever. So once most people do it, so then, you know, we start asking. And then the Ran says at the end, anyway, they could go a little faster. They could travel at night a little bit. They could push themselves. We can't delay it too much more. So that's why we start then. Amar Rabbi Elazar halacha Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar says the halach is like Rabbi Gamliel that we start b'shivabo. Ask the Ran Abam Kasha. What do you mean the halach of Rabbi Gamliel that we start b'shivabo? But the whole reason for that was Ole Regel. What hilchas al mashicha? He's telling us halacha that's going to be knowing Yemos HaMashiach. Why should we start the seventh of Cheshvan b'zman hazeh? If the whole purpose was for Ole Regel, asked the Ran, say after Chorban Abayis, the whole reason shouldn't get off the ground. Zayin Cheshvan shouldn't have anything to do with us. Why? Because there's a kiyum. We alluded to this a few days ago. Maybe there's still an idea to be Ole Regel b'zman hazeh without a Beis HaMikdash, but that's just a minog. That's not a din. So why do we start Zayin Cheshvan today? Says the Ran, no, we have to understand. Yes, the reason, the original reason why Zayin Cheshvan was picked was because of Ole Regel. But what do you see from there? You see from that halacha that whenever there is any other need, you're also allowed to delay it a little bit. So Bizman Hazeh, Zayin Cheshvan, is when there's any need. If there's a need to delay it for some reason, so we would still say to delay it. That's what the halacha means, like Rabbi Gamliel. The original reason was Ole Regel. But still, once you have that reason, that was the model. And after that, for any other reason as well, one will be able to start on Zayin Cheshvan. What about Zeichel and Migdash? So I think maybe we'll be able to answer that when we see a Rush in a minute. That this is a different kind of halacha. Tanya. Chananya Omer Ubagola Shishabitzkufa. Here it is. Chananya says, In Gola, what does Gola mean? Does it mean Bavel? Does it mean Chutz Laretz? Not exactly clear. Until when do you start saying Seita Lamater? 60 days after the autumnal equinox. Right? After the Tzkufa starts. 60 days. So that is, the equinox is either on October 7th or 8th. 60 days later is December 4th or December 5th, based on the year. Amar Rav Huna bar Chiya, Amar Shmuel, halacha kechananya, we hold like Chananya. Let's finish and then we'll talk more about this. Eini, v'aboy minei Shmuel, me'emaz lat karina, 1 second. They asked from Shmuel, when do you start saying, v'sein delamata, or Amar lahu, michi ma'ayli tzivi lebe tavos rishba, when you bring in the wood into the shed of tavos, the rishba. The rishba, Rashi explains here, is a bird hunter. So the Gemara says, no, maybe that's the same shear. Maybe that's the exact same time. That time period when he brought in the wood is 60 days after the tzkufa. Day 60. Is that like the previous day and you should not say the same dalamata, or is that like the following day? So when you count 60, what about that day? So Tashma, Rav Amar Yom Shishim Kal Achar Shishim, Mishmuel Amar Yom Shishim Kal Lefnei Shishim. Smachlokas, Rav says it's like Achar Shishim, and therefore you do say V'sein Talamater, and Shmuel says no, it's like before, and you don't say V'sein Talamater. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak V'Siman Eich, how do you remember who said what? Ilai Ba'umaya, Titoi Lo Ba'umaya. The upper one needs water. So the mashal is that Rav came from Eretz Yisrael, so he is the one, Eretz Yisrael is higher, that always needs rain. That's why he's the one that you remember, that he's the one that says, starts saying Saint Talamata earlier. That the 60th day is like the later, and therefore starts saying Saint Talamata. Shmuel was from Bavel, they didn't need rain so much, it was lower down. They got the rain from elsewhere. So therefore, he's called the Tatoi. If you're low down, you don't need rain. That's why he says, day 60 is like beforehand, and you don't say it. Amar, Papa, Hilchza, Yom Shishim, Kala Achar Shishim. Period. Okay, so look at Rashi here. Rashi here says, about the seventh wide line, the end of the line, V'chein anu noagim, what, Misha Nikra Rashi, as we say. V'chein anu noagim, shekol min agenu achar b'nei Bavel. Rashi says the whole world goes like Bavel. The whole world starts December 4th, 60 days after the Tkufa. The Shrishon who made this famous, the Seita Lamata discussion, is the Rush. The Rush a little bit here, and more the Rush in a tshuva in Klal Dalet Simin Yud. Where the Rush wonders, he says, I don't understand. This, when you start saying Seita Lamata, has nothing to do, it's not a halacha. His Lashon of I'll read you his lashon. It's not a halacha like an isser v'heter chiv upater tumah v'tara. This is a halacha about when is rain needed. He says, fine in Bavel, they didn't need rain until later, so you can push it off to December 4th. But so many other countries in the world, says the Rosh, need rain earlier. Why should it be that we only start later, December 4th? He says, I'm here. He says, it starts with the story, the tshuva. Story says, one time there was no rain the whole winter. There was hardly any rain. And I guess the tour might be writing this, but there's an introduction to this tshuva. And my father was once sitting on the first night of Pesach, and the chabura was sitting around him, and they said, it hasn't rained yet. Maybe we should do something. And my father said, you know what? Let's continue saying the same talamatar. We're supposed to do tal tomorrow morning. The Rosh says, you know what? Go announce that we're going to save saying talamatar until Shavuos. So they made the announcement, and all of a sudden the other rabbanim of the town came back, whoa, what's going on here? And talamatar, the Rosh says, okay, listen up. This is what I've always thought the past years of my life, and let me explain myself. And then he goes through. He says, I've always wondered, why is it we start December 4th? Why is it we start the later time period? So many countries in the world require rain earlier, before December 4th and after Pesach. He says, here in the countries where I live, most of the crops grow after Pesach. I don't understand why we're not davening for rain then. And don't tell me that I'm not allowed to change the minhag, and it's against the Gemara. Because in the Gemara, it's based on when rain is needed. Zayin Cheshvan, December 4th, is when it's needed. So if you need it elsewhere, says the Rosh, I don't know why it's not being done. He says, I was passing throughout my travels. I was passing one time Dera Provence. I was passing southern France. And I shamati b'Montpellier, I heard that in another city, they did start Zayin Cheshvan, and I was very happy about that. Because I see, they started, it was a different place in Chutz Laaretz, they started much earlier. So I went over to them and said, so why don't you go after Shavuos, after Pesach then? If you're already going before earlier, why don't you go later? They say, we don't have that Misaurus. The Rosh says, okay, but I really think that Misvara wants to start elsewhere. So he says, Rabbi Adesainu, he says, I've never said it publicly too much, because It's not so traditional, but now it hasn't rained for months and months. So Avoseinu Harabim, we better start davening. We better start davening for rain. This is the Rosh's tshuva. He says it a little bit here and also here. Klal Dalet Simin Yud. We don't paskin like this Rosh. We don't. We paskin that wherever one is in Chutz Laaretz, it is descent. Well, we go 60 days after the tkufa. But there's a shmua from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said v'sein talamatar the entire year in Shomea Tfila because he was choshish for this Rosh. We know that if somebody forgot to say in Talamatar, you're allowed to say it in Shomei Tefillah. So Reb Chaim, Reb Salvation quoted Reb Chaim, that he used to say in Talamatar the whole year in Shomei Tefillah. This is in Mipnini Harav on page Lamed Hey. Reb Salvation was metameh on Reb Chaim based on a Gemara we had earlier on Dav Dalet, where the Gemara says you can never say in Talamatar if you're not also saying Masha Baruch Managashem. So he said he must have had a different svara why that doesn't apply to Bizman Hazeh. But Reb Chaim was machbid for that rush, but it's an important rush to know that the rush just doesn't know why we don't say the same talamatar in different time periods in other places of the globe which needs it. This does come up sometimes when the discussions of the poskim are like if you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're a ben chutz laaretz and vice versa, you know, what should be done? So there might be more of a netiyah to save the same talamatar because after all, you know, maybe the Rosh is right. But again, that is that's the Rosh here on this Gemara.
Why of all things was this tied to the solar calendar? There's no other thing.
Why was this tied to the solar calendar? What else? Well, this is talking about rain and the seasons. The seasons. Rosh Chodesh is tied to the calendar. You find out what the molad is.
Zayin Cheshvan is that tied?
Oh, Zayin Cheshvan. Zayin Cheshvan, because we wait. So what did that have? Well, Zayin Cheshvan, we wait 2 weeks because we give him time for when they left their Yerushalayim at the original time.
Right.
That has to do with Alila Regel. They give him 2 weeks to travel to Nahar Pras. That's why. But again, this has to do with a seasonal issue. It has to do with the weather. So that's why it's tied to it. Okay, let's continue. Higia Yuzayin b'Marcheshvan lo yadu g'shamim. Next Mishnah. Okay, here we go. Now we start the rest of Maseches Tainus. Right, Yuzayin b'Marcheshvan came and it hasn't rained yet. His chilu ha'yechidim misanim. The yechidim start fasting. Gimel ta'anios. Three fasts. Ochlin v'shosim b'shechashecha. But they don't start fasting the night before. They eat all the way to the night. Just in the morning they fast. Umutarn b'malacha, ubrechitza, ubesicho, benilas asandal, ubetashva shamita. Meaning the other five inuyim do not apply on these fast days, just not eating.
Why would you suggest?
There's a Ramban in Taras Adam who says that all the inuyim really should apply on all the public fast days. We don't do it. We only do it on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. but we don't do it on Tisha B'Av. But really, lechatchila bal nefesh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes bal nefesh Yachim here. They should go around without leather shoes and all the other inuyim on the other on Shivas Avatamas and on some Gedalia, etc. But that's usually the identification of a tainus sibur. The point is, this isn't a tainus sibur yet. This is a tainus of yechidim. Here, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, all the other Gushamim. Rosh Chodesh Kislev then comes and rain hasn't fallen yet. Then everybody starts fasting. But again, this first type set of fast days does not start the night before. Everybody eats till it gets dark. And everybody's allowed to do the inuyim the night before. Man yechidim, who are these yechidim who fast on the first set? Amrafuna Rabbanon. It's the rabbis. I saw them at Galias Hashas. David Feinstein quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. That the Aruch HaShulchan is Margala Bafume. The Aruch HaShulchan always used to quote this Gemara to say, a rabbi always has to do what he knows is right. And he can't be influenced by the Am, he can't be influenced by his surroundings. Man Rabbana, who are the Yechidim, the Rabbanan? Rabbanan have to be Yechidim. They have to be singular individuals, not being pushed by the tide. I once heard Bishem Rabbi Lamb. Rabbi Lamb said that in Parsha Baloscha, we have the Parsha Vahibitzo Ha'aron. How does Torah survive in the world? How is it strong? It's surrounded by the nuns. So Chazal say we have nunin hafuchin. We have backwards nuns. What's backwards nuns? Rabbi Lam explained that a nuna in Aramaic is a fish. Nunin hafuchin means sometimes the fish has to go upstream. Got to go against the tide. It's nunin hafuchin. You got to go upstream in order to survive in dangerous surroundings. That's like here, that the Aruch HaShulchan here. Who are the Yechidim Rabbanan? Rabbanan have to be Yechidim. V'yam Ravuna, Yechidim is anem b'shlosha ta'aniyos. Shein v'chamisha v'sheinis. Ravuna says, the first set, Yechidim fast, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Ma'ika mashma tanina. Obviously, we know when you have fast days, it's always Monday, Thursday, Monday. What's the chiddush of Rav Huna? We learn it from a Mishnah later on. It goes in Tainas al Tzibur, but Tchila b'Chamishi Shlo Mafkiyash Hasha'arim. You never start a fast day on a Thursday. Why? Because then Thursday night there's going to be a mad rush to the stores, to the marketplace. The store owners aren't going to realize what's going on. They're going to think there's a famine or something. Everybody's running. They're not only buying stuff for Shabbos, they're buying stuff because they fasted today, and they're going to jack up prices. They're going to stop supply. Oh, must be there was 30 degrees by the citrus fruits. Not going to be any left, right? So therefore, prices are going to shoot up. That's why you never start on Thursdays, because then there's a double whammy. It's for Shabbos and for the fast day. El Shalosh Shani Yisrael Rishono Shein V'Chamisha V'Sheini. You always have Monday, Thursday, Monday. So what's the Chiddush of Rav Huna? We know that from a Mishnah. No, you might have said, only by Tainus Sibur do you say that, where all of Klai Yisrael is going to go to the stores. But Tainus of just Yechidim, maybe we don't have to worry about that. Kamash Malan, we do have that even by a Tainus of Yechidim. Tanya Mihachim, you also learned it at Raisa. When Yechidim start, they do Monday, Thursday, Monday. Umafsik and Rosh Chodeshim. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Monday, Thursday, Monday, they don't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Ubiyamim Tovim, Haksum Megillas Tainus, or if a Yantif from Megillas Tainus falls out on Monday, Thursday, or Monday. Also there, we don't fast on those days. Period. Tanu Rabbanon, Al Yomar Adam, Talmud Ani, Eini Ro'i Lios Yachid. A person shouldn't say, I'm just a Talmud, I'm not a Yachid. The fasting is not for me. No. El Akol Talmid Echachamim Yachidim. No, if somebody is already in the Parsha, you got to consider yourself a Yachid, and you should fast. Ezo Yachid, Ezo Talmud. What's the definition of a Yachid and a Talmud? Yachid, Kol Sheroi Lemnosa Panas Al Atzibur. A Yachid is somebody who is fit to be appointed a leader over the communal matters. Talmud, so a Yachid is somebody who has to fast. A Talmud is somebody who is suggested. Kol Sheshoal Lemnosa Devar Halacha Belimudo. A Talmud is somebody who is asked a Devar Halacha in his learning. The Omer, he could answer, V'afilo Mesechas Kala. Even in Mesechas Kala, one of the little Mesechtas, that it's, even after you do Daf Yomi, there's still more to learn. You got to do Mesechas Derech Eretz Zuta and Mesechas Kala, all the little Mesechtas at the end of Seder Nezikim. There's a Machlokas. The Ran here quotes two Deos. Various Rishonim quote other Deos. What is this last line adding? I feel a Mesechas Kala. Is it coming Lekula or Lechumra? Is it saying, even Mesechas Kala is a simple Mesechta? It's pretty straightforward. It's not difficult. So even if you just know Mesechas Kala, so then, you know, you should already put yourself into the category that you should fast. That's Lekula. Or do you say, well, it depends which way, which is cool, which is machri. The other way to say it is that no, a Talmud Chacham has to be a Baki even in such an unusual Mesechta, like Mesechas Kala, that nobody ever learns. That's the opposite. That he's a Yachid, and he should fast. Either way, those are the two days, the Ran quotes both days here, which is Lekula and which is the Chumra. Period. Tanu Rabbanon, Lo Kala Rotsa, Lasos Asmo, Yachid Osa, Talmud Osa, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, you shouldn't jump on the bandwagon of being a Yachid unless you are a Yachin, unless you're in the Parsha, right? It's an inappropriate Chumrah. Inappropriate Chumrah. If somebody should do this, it singles you out. Somebody's going to look at, he's a Yachid? That guy thinks he's a Yach? Oh, come on. Look, like that guy speaks Lashon Hara all day. He considers himself a Yachid? Again, we have to know what's appropriate and not what singles us out. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Osef Zachar LaTorah. Rabbi Yossi says, no, in this context, you don't have to worry about it. Do it, and wonderful. What's he doing here? He's fasting. What, that's so wonderful? He's fasting. Nobody's going to say that he's putting himself on a higher pedestal. He's fasting here. It's tsar for him. And therefore, he's allowed to do it. Tanya, even if in other contexts, he shouldn't. Tanya Idach, similar. Local wrote to Lazar, that's what Yachid Oseth, Hamad Oseth, Divir Ebishim, Min Elazar. Shem Elazar says, you can't do it if you're not qualified. Rishim Engam Leolomer, Bamedra Amurim, Bidavar Shal Shavach. That's only by praiseworthy items. Of whatever Shal Tsar. By something that's painful, Oseth is Achel Atov, Shein Shavach Hulo, El Atsar Hulo. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Period. Tanu Rabbanon, Mishahaya Misane al Hatsara Va'avra. Let's say somebody is fasting for a certain Sara, and then in the middle of the fasting, the Sara passes. There's no more Sara. V'al Hachole V'nisrapa, or somebody who was sick, they have a big fast day, and they are healed. Hareze Misane Uma Ashlim. In these cases, you got to finish the fast. You got to finish the fast. You don't stop in the middle. Rashi says, we don't want it to appear like we're doing tit for tat, exactly. Oh, until you do this, you know, I'm going to do my fast. And once you help me out, I'm finished. No, you're Mekabel HaTainus. You have to finish it. Rashi here quotes, it's the same thing if the Chola, Rahman al-Islam, died. You also have to finish the fast. Rashi says, Hu adin emes ha-Chola. That's what Rashi here quotes, and the Rambam quotes this. The Arsameach is Metameh. What about the story with David HaMelech and Navi? We know Rahman al-David HaMelech lost his first son with Bathsheba. Right, he was fasting and sitting on the floor, etc. The son dies, he gets up and he takes a shower and he eats. So Davka right, it stops. He says, what do you mean even if the son dies? Look at David HaMelech. Doesn't answer it. Sharm Sarna Balacha quotes that. He says, no, David HaMelech, a king is like a robin. King is like a robin. How does that help? I forgot to mention one idea. The Mishnah later on Daf Yutes, says that if it starts raining in the middle of the fast day, then you can stop. Before Chatzos, after Chatzos, it talks about the Mishnah of Yitzhak Manal. It's to ask the Rosh here, but what do you mean? I thought you don't have to stop. So he quotes and answers the difference between a Yachid and a Sibur. A Yachid has to keep going. A Rabbim, you're not going to have the whole Rabbim that are going to keep fasting. So that the Sharm Sharon Balacha uses that to answer the Arsa Maskasha. A Melech is like a Rabbim. Melech is like a Rabbim. So therefore, one could stop in the middle.
That was a Tsaris
Yachid, but he was still Mekabel Tainus, and he was still doing it. There might be other answers. I'm trying to go into it now. There might be other answers in that case. He might have known about it beforehand, so it might not have been the same. But that is, so we have to be Mashlim. Let's say there are two places. One place is fasting, one place is not fasting. And you go to a place that is fasting, so you got to start fasting with them. If you go to a place that's not fasting, but you came from a place that is fasting, you have to finish your fast. You already Mekabel it. Let's say you forgot and you ate. You forgot it was a fast day. Al Yisra'eh b'fnei ha-tzibur. You shouldn't appear in front of the tzibur. Meaning, not only shouldn't eat in front of the tzibur, but you look different. You look satiated. So you shouldn't be satiated in front of the tzibur. Right? It's taunting them. V'al yanig yidunah b'atzmo. And you shouldn't go, right? Once you broke your fast, we shouldn't have the attitude, oh, I broke my fast. Okay, so let me get the triple ice cream banana split. And no, it's still a fast day. Still a fast day. It's if it's fast day, so eat what you have to, but don't go overboard. Right? This is an exception. The only exception out of the year, we had a shiur on this a couple years ago, is Tainus Bechoros. That's the only fast day where we say once you broke it, it's finished. And there are various reasons why that is. But other fast days, even if you break your fast, we're not supposed to, you know, fill ourselves up. Where do you know this from? Shene Emar. But how do you know that you're not supposed to appear in front of other people that are in pain? But Yomer Yaakov Labanov. Parshas Vayigash, Lama Tisro. Amalev beforehand. I think it's Parshas Mikes. Lama Tisro. Yaakov says to the sons of the Shvatim, why are you appearing like you don't need to go down to Mitzrayim? Amalev Yaakov Labanov. Atir Atzbachem Shatem Sveim. Don't appear like you're satiated. Lobev Ne'esav Lobev Yishmael. Kadeshli is Kanubachem. Don't make them jealous. Don't make them, arouse their anger and their jealousy by appearing in front of them looking satiated. Okay, once we brought that up, so we'll quote a couple of other chazals that have to do with Yosef and Yaakov Avinu in Yonah Dioma a few weeks ago. Altir Gezu Baderech, famous line. Altir Gezu Baderech, Yosef Atzadik tells them on the way back when they're going to get Yaakov, don't be margiz Baderech. What does that mean? So the Gemara has two drushes. Amr Belaza, Amr Lahem, Yosef Lachiv. Al Tisasku Bedvar Halacha, Shema Tiragzu Alechem Baderech. Don't be osek in halacha. Don't get into a sugya on the way back home. Because maybe the derech will be meragis you. What does that mean? So the simple interpretation is that, you know, you'd be also like, just go home. Go home. I don't want you to get off track. I don't want you to get lost. Sometimes you're listening to a shir in the car, you forget to turn. You know, just don't get a suk in what you're doing. Just go back. Oh, so we'll get to that. Aini, is this really true? That you're not supposed to learn on the derech? Two rabbis that are on the road and they're not learning, they're right to be burned. Shemar, as the pasuk says, by Elisha and Eliyahu. By he, now that we know what Shevet Eliyahu was from, remember that discussion? Three different opinions. They were talking and learning, and that's the only reason why the following didn't hurt them. V'hinei rachev eish v'susei eish, and a chariot and horses of fire passed by. V'yafrid v'shneim went in between them. Taima d'ikadibra, the only reason they were saved from that fire, even though Eliyahu Navi was going to go up in fire in a couple of more psukim, but at least right now he wasn't affected. Taima d'ikadibra, because they were learning. Hadalekadibra ru'inli sari, but if they hadn't been learning, then they would have been burned. So you see, it's appropriate to learn on the derech. So is it appropriate or is it inappropriate? Lokasha halamigras haliyune. B'kiyas or b'iyun. You're not supposed to be an Ian, delve into an Ian Sugya on the road. That's not the time. You can concentrate properly, but Lemigras, just to stop, learn something else, wonderful, you have to. One should always be learning. Uvalechta chavadera. Vimastisa ton up. And the bride said, we learned something else. Another statement learn from what does Alter Gazuma Derech mean? Yosef is telling him, don't go so fast. Don't take big steps. And also, go into cities while it's still daytime. Go while it's still daytime. Don't wait till it's dark to go into a city. Don't take big steps. Don't take big steps because psiagasa takes 1/500th of a person's eyes. You're trying to rush. So the Karen Ora says, because when you're rushing, you're trying to accomplish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take more enav as you think you're going to accomplish so much. I'm going to take everything benachas, everything in its time. But that is why Chazal say that looking at the neiros of Kiddush and Abdallah, get the Ma'arein of back. Because Shabbos and Shiyant, if you're appreciating what Shabbos and Shiyant is all about, calmness and nachas, that's the opposite of taking Psiyas Gasa. That's why it comes back by looking at the Shabbos and Yontif candles. V'achnisu chama la'ir, and go in while it's still daytime, to the Rav Yehuda Marav, the Rav Yehuda Marav, lo'olim yetzi adam b'chitov, yikanis b'chitov, always go in and go out by day. Shenemar ha'boker arv anashim shilchu, like it says by the brothers, they went out in the morning. Why is this? So Rashi goes to pshatim. Rashi goes very practically. Number one, you shouldn't go out, you should be traveling at night because of robbers. Number two, you might fall, you might bump into things, rocks, and you might fall into dishes. That's why it's always good to stay by day. L'sharim b'sharim b'alacha says, why aren't we mocking about this b'sman hazeh? We travel at night. We want to travel at night, so the kids sleep. Right? Why don't we travel at night? Why? Because we have lights. Realize if there's halacha that's totally on day because of vision, then it changes. And he quotes the Shach and the Sma in Choshen Mishpat, where the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't do din balayla, certain dinim, and they both say, but b'zman hazeh, where we have candles, where we have lights, so then, they don't live on electricity, but they had lights, so then one would be able to be done at night. Okay, we didn't have time. Tomorrow morning we start off with a Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yisroel Misalant, about Stewie's point, about putting it all together. Please come on time. The Hakdama the Ber Yosef, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman urged him to write the Sefer. So we can't miss the Ber Yosef. Tomorrow, Bezim Yisalam, we start off. What's tomorrow? It's still a weekday. Okay, it's Friday. So then, right, so Bezim will.